Destroy! 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 Company! Destroy! 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 Company! Prosperity! Destroy! Company! Prosperity! Destroy! Company! Destroy! Destroy! Destroy Company! Prosperity! Destroy Company!
So I wouldn't believe it. I called up, was trying to check myself into rehab, called up a guy, told him I got this real bad addiction. I need it sorted out. I know what my weakness is. I'm totally addicted to bass. Guy on the other hand says, "Sir, you're trivializing this rehab center." And I said, "You're trivializing my addiction. You understand what that's like? Just over there drinking your tea, you can't even... don't even understand what's going on right now."
Oh, you want me to reply?
Well, I've been telling you this story.
Yeah, sorry. That's upsetting that you're completely addicted to bass. And I hope you can deal with that. How are you managing that addiction?
Well, I can't listen to radio anymore.
That's a huge one, yeah.
Can't listen to Spotify, can't listen to nothing.
What about TV? There should be even like the background soundtrack.
Oh, I can't. Not even that. I mean, you know what an addiction's like, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're drinking that tea, you're all up in it.
Yeah. What about if you're walking along the street and a car drives past with their music loud, that's all you can hear?
Oh, no, man, that happened to me the other day. I started getting the shakes again. You know, I'm like, oh, no, all of this bass is around me. Oh, I need it in my ears. But I know what it does to me.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
It makes you feel good, though. That's probably why you're addicted to it.
I can't have things that make me feel good, Jonathan.
Oh, it goes through your body. It is like heroin, from what I've heard of what heroin's like.
It's like heroin spliced in with MDMA. So it makes you want to scratch yourself, and you kind of see some cool colors.
Yeah, sick.
Fuck, I've been recording this whole time. Oh, well, this is a podcast. This is the podcast. This is... Ross Purdy Destroys Comedy. I am your host, Destroys Comedy. And talking to me in front of me here is Jonathan Schuster.
Yeah.
Melbourne comedian extraordinaire.
Thank you.
Inspiring titan.
Yep.
2007 Academy Award winner.
Yep.
Best picture.
Thanks for listening, Ross, to me.
Right now?
Yep.
So what was it like when you won Best Picture?
It's an incredible feeling, you know, especially for my film Uncle Tucker Puddle Fucker. I played Uncle Tucker.
Right, right. And Steve Buscemi was the Puddle Fucker?
No, I was the puddle fucker as well. He was the puddle.
Right, yes. Mm. But he was a puddle that fucked.
He fucked back, yeah.
Right, so technically, yeah.
He was
a puddle fucker.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, he's a puddle that fucked, but I fucked the puddle.
Right.
Yeah.
This raised, like, huge awareness for fucking puddles.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, it blew up. I couldn't believe it. After I made that film and it won Best Picture, you know, I was getting photos of people just fucking puddles, you know.
Does that get annoying after a while?
No, it's exciting, especially when it's the farmers and everything they've been through, you know. It's good to see them fuck the puddles.
This is helping me stave off suicide.
Yeah.
One more day.
It's making their crops grow and making them come, which is great.
So your film has actually helped farmers?
Yeah.
Because it's helped with the crop. They wouldn't even think about fucking puddles until you came out with that film.
They were fucking sand before that.
Right.
Not good.
Because of Uncle and Sandfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
Which some would argue your film is a ripoff of, but...
Yeah. Well,
what is it?
You know, Lion King, yeah. Kimba.
Seven original stories. You can only do your own version of it, you know?
Yeah.
Exactly. And some would probably know you more for your hot Melbourne Australian comedy stand-ups, sketches. What are you most proud of in that field?
Maybe my stand-up. Pretty proud of that.
Should be proud.
When you get on that stage, brother, and you just say the words and you hear the people laugh.
You go up there, you tell the truth.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes. Oh, all the time.
Yeah.
That was the only lie you've ever told, am I right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're a truth teller.
I tell the truth and sometimes it, you know, breaks up relationships, but, you know, what are those relationships anyway if they can't, you know, survive an insult?
Exactly. Why would you want to be in a relationship with someone that wants to have their partner make them feel good?
Mm.
You got to throw insults at them.
Yeah.
It's the only healthy relationship, I say.
Yeah. So, yeah, making, just hearing the laughter, just, you know, it's sort of a bit, again, like bass. You can feel the laughter through you. Sorry, dude. Sorry, man.
I just can't help it.
Do you have a theme song for this podcast? Don't. Stop it if you do. You shouldn't be doing that. That's my advice.
Stop the theme song?
As a recovering addict.
Right. Well, the theme song I put up to this point was like a glockenspiel.
Perfect.
There's no bass in that.
Yeah.
I specifically requested that for my music guy.
Yep.
And he said, sure, don't want like... know, something more, like some like guitar or something. I'm like, no.
No,
none of that. None of that.
That's very clever, Ross, how you said glockenspiel, because that's the opposite of bass. You can't think of anything less bass than that.
Definitely not. You know, I want to be able to listen to my own podcast over here, Jonathan. I mean... You know, I don't want to be tripping out.
Seeing colours again?
Seeing colours. Mm. Not even the good colours.
Mm.
Not even the good primary colours. The secondary colours no one likes.
What's your favourite colour?
Oh, God, I can't even... Orange.
Really? That's a bit of a mix, isn't it?
It is. Just makes me think of the fruit.
Mm.
Think, I really got to have some fruit right now.
Yeah. Mangoes, pumpkin.
Mangoes, pumpkin.
Oranges, obviously.
Oranges.
Carrot. Oh.
Wow, there's a lot of good foods in there.
One blue. No food in blue. I'm hungry, man.
Well, you're just getting into that tea. I'm really worried about you.
It's actually called something like stress relief, which is perfect for now. Because I'm stressed. Opening up like this. Fuck, dude.
I'm sorry, but this is... Think of this right now as like being like Frost Nixon.
I love that film.
Right. You're Nixon, I'm Frost.
I'd prefer to be Frost if that's all right.
Well, I mean, if you want to do it like that... Okay.
You are the interviewer, though, so you're definitely Frost. But
right.
It's just annoying that I have to be Nixon, mate.
Right. Because then you have to ask questions about the Watergate scandal.
Yeah. I've got hearing aids, right?
Yeah.
And I'm going to hopefully, I think I'm deaf enough to be disabled, which is exciting. And I think I'm going to go on the NDIS program and I've been told I can get like $20,000 hearing aids. And what you can do is you can sync it up to your phone so you can listen to music through your hearing aids. You can... Is it a thing that you can do is you can leave your phone on the table and then you can leave the room and you can hear what people are saying. It's a bit like Watergate, isn't it?
Wow, that's like some real future shit right there.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Some real future shit.
But I don't think I will do that. I wouldn't want to hear what people say.
You wouldn't?
No.
All I want to do is eavesdrop on people.
I just feel like, you know, what they say to my face is bad enough, so why would I want to hear them when I'm not there and there's nothing to stop them just fucking go mental on me, you know? I'd hate that.
Are they people insulting you to your face?
Yeah, sometimes. But imagine if you could say what you want without any feeling any badness, like just completely take out anything, and then what people would say about me is a bit, probably, you deaf cunt, or something like that. Like, whoa.
Well, if people are insulting you to your face, well, maybe they're just complimenting you from behind.
Maybe they're getting it all out.
All the compliments out because, you know, being positive makes them feel vulnerable because it's easier to be critical than it is to be positive.
Yeah. When people say, have you seen, I love that movie, and someone goes, that movie's shit. You make them feel, you know, you take that pleasant feeling and you make them feel bad. Don't do it if you're a listener.
Or do it. We're not your parents.
Yeah, good point. Frost Nixon, they've never had a child.
No. They haven't invented the ways for them to have children.
Yeah, that's true.
Nixon dead as well. I don't know about Frost, but I know Nixon dead.
Man, Frost, you know? Maybe he's getting cryogenically frozen.
Oh, man. That's why you're the king.
Thanks, man.
You're the titan. You are the titan.
Yeah.
Why would you want to publish that Milo book, though?
I just had such great success with the Nesquik book, so I just thought, let's make it more Australian. You know, people for some reason love talking about Milo, about how it gets all stuck and floats at the top. People love that shit. Never got it. So I did it. And yeah, again, tick. Another book, another writing, you know, award.
No one's letting the Milo speak at colleges, though.
Yeah, but...
I say if people get into the Milo, put it in their drinks, and it just makes them really racist and sexist.
Yeah, good point.
Should you be giving this Milo can a platform?
You know, he's a true blue Aussie can, and, you know, yeah, sure, he says dumb shit, but our parents have probably said worse stuff, you know? He just happened to say it to, you know, the public on the wrong platforms. It's, yeah, you know, he's good to me. I don't care what he said about, you know, minorities and everything. He's a good guy to me, so.
Yeah, he's a good guy to you, a white guy.
White guy. Straight?
Straight too.
Yep.
Not crooked. Very straight.
Yeah. Straight as they come. I was talking to my girlfriend yesterday about Hitler. And she said Hitler would love you. She's Indian. So she said Hitler would love you. And then she went, oh, actually, no, he didn't like disabled people. He'd probably kill you. Which was a huge roller coaster of emotions. One minute I was alive and I was the head of the Nazi party. The second time I was in a grave. Wasn't a fan.
Wow. I mean, see, she was all positive to start off with.
Yeah.
Hitler would have liked you, but she couldn't handle it. Yeah. So she went, got critical.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're disabled. He would hate you.
Yeah. But, yeah, Hitler loved the Indians, supposedly.
Really?
Because it was a world war. You forget, like, countries that you don't think of in the war, would like chatting with him and stuff. They wanted to maybe get back to on England from England fucking them over, and I reckon they should have joined. Imagine that, super fucking power. Germany, Japan, India.
Put the three together.
Yeah. The Holy Trinity.
Just freaking banging up some Uruguay people or taking back the Eiffel Tower, or I forgot what that was about.
Yeah, I don't know. There was heaps of bad shit. World War III, though.
I'm looking forward to that one.
Man, who's your money on?
Oh, man, I think Sweden's just hiding off in the corner.
Yeah.
They're like that quiet kid at school. You keep picking on them long enough, you keep throwing paper planes at them.
Yeah.
They're going to get real planes out on us.
Yeah.
They're going to shoot the fuck out of all of us.
I feel like Australia, whatever side we're on, we're definitely going to win because we've got the Aussie spirit. Name another country with Aussie spirit.
Canada.
No.
Jeez, this is a hard question. Oh, sure not Canada.
No.
Oh, fuck.
They got Canadian bacon, I think.
That's as good as Aussie spirit.
No way.
It's as totally good as Aussie spirit.
No. One's a food and one's a spirit.
But if I had to pick between having a spirit and bacon, I would have the bacon.
Yeah, but that's, you know. It's, whatever.
What can I trade in a spirit for?
Spirit. Spirits have created great things. Souls. I know the difference between a spirit and a soul, to be honest.
Souls are overrated. You don't want a soul.
Keeps us from the animals, mate.
Maybe I want to be an animal.
That's cool. I've heard that. Before, you just sit down and you go, man, I wish I could be a turtle. I wish I could be a dog. I went to the zoo yesterday.
Oh, wow, the zoo. The zoo magazine launch, you party animal, yeah!
We're all the animals, brother. Yeah, just tapping it, slapping it.
Right.
Fapping it.
Fapping it.
Yeah.
Probably not as good as the slaps and taps.
That's the Holy Trinity that I'm behind, you know.
Might not cause a world war. What's that tea doing to you? You're turning into a fish.
I'm a bit like a water world. He was a fish, wasn't he?
Was he a fish?
He had gills.
He had gills?
Yeah. That's why they try to drown him in the mud.
Oh, fucking hell, that's stupid.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the worst thing I've ever heard.
Sorry, man.
Oh, no wonder it's so bad. Oh. Oh, I need something to distract myself.
I think what you do, me and my girlfriend, we're trying to quit cigarettes at the moment, and what she does is she gets angry at me, so then she's like, fine, I'm going to go and smoke a cigarette. I don't think these arguments are actually meaning it. I think you start them to then go and have a ciggy. I think that's what you're doing with bass. You're like, this is shit. I need to listen to some bass.
No, that's not what I mean at all. Come on, no. I could go for something a bit.
On Waterworld?
Man. Fucking Waterworld. Jesus. Fuck.
Mad Max on water, mate. What not to hate? What not to love?
Yeah, I was with you the first time. Yeah. What's not to hate?
That's true. That girl with the map on her. That was pretty weird. She was underage and she's like, hey, look at my skin. I'm like, ugh. Kevin, don't look. It's a crime. He's like, it's a future. The future where pedophilia is no longer illegal. I do not want to be there.
So Kevin Spacey gets a career again?
Exactly. You think he can just do that. Probably high now in his house of cards, going, hey, kids, you like magic?
Right, yeah. I was in American Beauty, kids.
Yeah. Now I'm just a usual suspect.
Horrible boss. That's what my waiter says.
Yeah.
At my restaurant. Looking for some baby drivers.
Yeah, that's great. Surely there's some more. Oh, this has been a wild ride. I've just had a bug's life.
And that's our impression of Kevin Spacey, if all he did was talk in string of movie titles of films he was in.
Yeah. There's probably someone at home going, what about that main one he's in? Shut up, nerd. I'm saying to that person.
Fucking nerd. You have IMDb on you. We got nothing on us right now.
We've just got the Aussie spirit and some bacon.
See, an Aussie spirit, that's no good for naming Kevin Spacey films.
That's true.
Canadian bacon. Could it be? Is Kevin Spacey Canadian?
I wouldn't think of
him. Is he red, white, and blue? You pricked his arm and red, white, and blue blood comes out?
Yeah.
That's what happens in America.
Mine, I bleed blue and white. But that's because I'm just a Geelong supporter. Cut on the Catters!
Yeah, go.
All the Geelong kids out there.
Yeah. Yeah, I bleed yellow.
What for?
I think I'm just infected with something.
Yeah. Well, you just... That's just piss, mate. You're not bleeding out of your cock twice a day.
I'm not.
Urine, mate. That's what I reckon. But, you know, have a go. Cut yourself. See what comes out. Don't do that, please.
Or do it.
Do whatever you want. But just don't put me in a note or on the internet and say that I was the one that made you do it. I can't do that with my career, you know? Imagine having that. Never be able to win another Oscar. Well,
you could.
People have done worse.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if that happens, you can make a movie out of it.
That'd be good. And I'll dedicate it to you. Win another fucking award. Easy.
Super easy. So, your last name's Schuster.
Yep.
Remember that Glee show?
Yep.
Teacher on that's name was Schuster.
Yep.
You ever thought of capitalizing on that somehow?
Yeah, the main issue was that mine spelled S-C-H-U-S-T-E-R. He was an S-H-U-S-T-E-R, just like the Joe Schuster who created Superman. So I was constantly going, oh, I'm with them. And they're like, nah. No, he's not. He's not one of us. He's got the C in there, and that C is a capital C for cunt, they would say, and I would, you know, be banished. You know, I was trying to hang out with Michael Schumacher. He didn't let me into the gang. So I'm just hanging out with that Simon and Schuster guy from the books.
Right.
You know, not a barrel of laughs at all. He's always hanging out with Simon.
He just wants Simon to shut up.
Yeah.
Just never stops talking.
So, a bit like Simon and Garfunkel, but Simon and Schuster. So I was trying to hang out with the Schuster from Simon and Schuster, but, you know, yeah, I didn't enjoy it. But, yeah, Schuster. Someone once saw someone write, a girl wrote on the internet, I love Mr. Schuster, and they sent it to me. And this was when I was single and desperate and horny. Right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, she loves me. No. The TV character. kept calling her. I'm like, nah, what did you really mean? She's like, TV, Glee. I was like, nah. What do you really mean?
I mean, if you just learned to just spontaneously break out into song and dance, be really invested in the lives of high school students.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
You would have been all over it.
I'd love to inspire some kids. You know, they're down and out. Maybe they've got troubles at home.
Well, the only problem these Glee kids had was that they were just a pack of nerds.
Yeah, they were.
Pack of theater nerds.
Oh.
Doesn't theater suck?
Ugh.
Oh, theater. Oh, man, if Chekhov puts a gun in the first act, it's got to go off in the third act.
Yeah.
Why can't it just go off in the first act?
Why don't you, it goes off before you even put on the play and you all kill yourselves and do an assisted suicide. Sing about that. Sing about that, I would say to them. People do theatre, losers.
With a big fat L.
Yeah. I need a stage to let my emotions out.
Oh, creative expression.
Director, does this make me look cool? Nah.
Fucking end yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. But good on them, I guess, you know.
I suppose.
I love going to the theatre. Dressing up, putting on my Sunday best, going in, watching them just create a thing. They're all just on stage and they, 1 minute you're in Hawaii. It's great.
5-0?
Yeah.
You seen a live stage show of Hawaii 5-0?
Yeah, I guess so. It's, I love Hawaii 5-0. Not sure. 5-0 like cops or something, isn't it?
Ah, oh, they're renegades. They're vigilantes. Mm-hmm. In Hawaii.
Were they Hawaiian? I guess so.
I mean, sure. Or they were in Miami. Or Cuba.
One of the good ones.
Or Ibiza. I don't know.
One of those beachy ones.
Just somewhere where you can bust a lot of heads.
Yeah.
Get some bikini babes. Ooh, yeah, then some more busting of heads.
Yep.
Cut to commercial. Get sold a whole bunch of Cadbury. What's your feeling on Cadbury?
Love it. Another Aussie icon, even though it's not Australian, but you think it is as a child and you grow up and you realise that the whole world is a global economy and it's pretty shocking. You realise, what, there's Cadbury in England? I remember you would say stuff about me as a child. Love it. Love Black Forest. It is incredibly delicious. First you got chocolate, but that's, you know, usually that would be the exciting bit, but inside the chocolate you've got little biscuit stuff and then like a little, like a jube, like a lolly that sort of tastes like a berry. And for a long time, I would think it was fruit and nut. I got confused between Black Forest and fruit and nut, so I would, like, get fruit and nut, and then every time I've had that, it's just fucking sickeningly disgusting. Do you like fruit and nut?
Not at all. Sure. Even thinking about it, it's just get me thinking about Waterworld and...
What? How? What's the connection?
I don't know. Things I don't like... It's a very tenuous connection.
Yeah, yeah. That's, you connect it though, well done. But the fruit, and it's not fruit, is it? If it was a bunch of different dried fruits, maybe you can call it fruit nut, but it's sultana and nut. Just call it chocolate with sultanas and nuts. Don't be trying to, what, how often does someone go like fruit, grape, dried grape? Never. When's anyone ever said fruit and your mind has instantly gone straight to a fucking dried up grape? You've taken the fruit out of it. Fruit's supposed to be juicy.
I know, wow. I remember the first time you did this bit at an open mic night. You were railing hard against this.
Yeah. Yeah. The crowd hated it. That's why I haven't done it since until I came here.
Well, the crowd hated it because of how true it was.
Yeah, they couldn't believe, they couldn't do it, yeah.
You've heard of it's funny because it's true?
Yep.
Well, with you, it's a lot of time, it's just, it's not funny because it is true.
Yeah.
And it's funny if you've got like a real dark sense of humor.
Yeah.
Like if you're into real dark shit, real just...
Yeah.
Disgusting underbelly of the world type shit.
Yeah.
But most people don't want to think about that stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Like when you just can, when you can just say dark shit and they're on the same page and they're laughing and you're doing dark, like real fucking obscure dark shit.
Shit is really
just on your level, dude. Yeah.
Fucking up their shit. Just like wow.
Fuck.
Oh, I didn't know anyone fought like that. Oh my God.
But most of the time, they're just fucking, you know, 9 to 5. Ooh, let's see comedy. They can't hack it.
Oh.
They can't deal with my shit. And I'm trying to open your fucking ears and eyes.
Like you really did one time go up to someone with like pliers.
Mm-hmm.
Try to get their eyes open.
Yeah, that wasn't. Yeah, that was when I was on a lot of drugs.
The drug of just trying to get your message out there, you mean?
Yeah, drug, aspirin. I had to get rid of that pain to keep doing it. Toothache.
Yeah, everyone remembers the great toothache period of your career.
Yeah.
You were really going through some stuff. Really hard for you to talk and open up your mouth.
And they were like, just see a dentist. I was just stubborn. Just rotten. I could just taste it. Everyone's like, how was the meal? I'm like, I just taste my tooth.
But to be fair, you were having a lot of 7-Eleven sandwiches and they do taste like teeth.
Yeah, that's true.
Are you sure it wasn't that?
It's hard to, you don't know where the line is. It sort of just all blends into one, doesn't it?
Mm. All right, speaking of your comedy career, Let's flashback. Let's deep dive here. Let's get real into it. That was all warm up, but now we're really going to get into it.
Yep.
Going to get real into it. Let's go back to the beginning.
Yep.
Describe your birth.
I was born upside down. True story. Mum says the amusing anecdote where the... doctors were doing that like scan of me and they thought I had a growth on my face, but it was my ass. Just, you know, mum loves ass humor. And yeah, dinner party, you should say it, a bit embarrassing, but yeah, I was born upside down. I don't know exactly what happened. I don't know if my dad was there. Probably not, you know, he's not here for me now. He wasn't there for me then, probably. Doctor was named Dr. Davey, Aubrey. I forget the name of the hospital in Aubrey, but he also delivered, comedian Geraldine Hickey. Crazy. So every time.
Was she born upside down?
I don't think so. So obviously mine was a more fun birth for Dr. Davey. Like, oh fuck, that's cool. Upside down birth. Her birth probably bored the shit out of him. You know, not that a comedy does. Very talented comic. So it sort of makes you wonder, does being born the right way or upside down make you a fantastic comic? I don't know.
Well, science has come out and they said the funnier your birth is, the funnier you are going to be.
Yeah. That's true.
Like I was born with a cord wrapped around my neck.
That's cool.
Almost died.
Did ya?
Almost out of breath.
That's cool.
But then, like, I unwrapped the cord around me.
Did ya?
Yep.
You're a survivor.
Right, just swung it around like a lasso.
Because most kids don't know how to do that.
No. I was a real smart baby.
Mm.
I don't know what happened since then, but I lost all my brain cells since then. But I was using the cord as a lasso.
Yeah.
Then I used placenta to kind of just... know, make the floor a little sticky and just help myself do like a little sort of dance around.
That's sick.
Grabbed a top hat, did my little put top hat on, then off, and on, and off. And yeah.
Like the frog in the Warner Brothers cartoon.
Yeah, yeah. I was told my birth was a lot like the frog from the Warner Brothers cartoon.
Your mum was probably like playing and watching a lot of that during her pregnancy, was she? And she's like, one day, maybe my son can be the frog. That's cute. I would just use the umbilical cord and pretend it's my big, long dick. And be like, whoa, ladies, watch out.
Well, what would you pretend your actual dick was?
I would cover it. I was ashamed. Yeah.
Do you think this shame about your masculinity carries on with you today?
No, I'm quite confident being quite effeminate, you know. Grew up by a lovely single mother and sister, didn't have too many men in my life, so I feel like I'm quite effeminate and I'm proud of that, and I think there's nothing wrong with being effeminate. So if you want to fucking start something, mate, I'll flip.
I'll fucking start something right now.
Will ya?
Yeah.
What are you going to start?
I don't know. I'm going to just get some VB.
Really?
Freaking smash it over my head. We could talk some sports tallies. So that game?
Which one?
The game everyone loves.
AFL, cricket.
The one with the ball.
So it's AFL, cricket.
Oh, God.
It's weird. It's a ball. You'd assume a ball is completely round. You're probably thinking about soccer, are you? That's the one that everyone loves. That's the world game.
Is that the one where they grab the ball and then...
No.
No.
No hands. Well, you probably, if you are talking, that's a goalkeeper.
Right. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Mm. That's sick. Imagine having that. The whole sport, everyone's like, I can't touch it with my hands. And you're like, ha-ha, I can. Just me and the guy at that other end. The guy I can't really see that well. And you, everyone else when the ball goes out. But that's only special rules.
Goalkeepers are dicks. Like, I'm just going to come out right now and say it.
They're the laziest cunts on the planet. You don't want to run? Running and...
Use my hands and no one else can.
Yeah. And what, I'm only going to move pretty much in a 5-meter radius.
Goalkeepers. You're not a goalkeeper, are you?
Nah.
Because I'll fucking start something.
Goldberg from the Mighty Ducks. He was fat. Didn't have to fucking do a thing.
Is that the wrestler?
No. He was a goalkeeper.
Right. Goldberg.
Yeah. Wow. Goldberg. Part goalie, part iceberg.
Wow. That's the type of contrivance only a Hollywood writer can think of. But you're not a Hollywood writer, though. You write from the heart.
Yeah, I've never been a Hollywood. One day, I've got the Hollywood stars in my eyes, you know.
See them. They're bright as hell.
I thought my grandma had them as well. As a young girl, I'm like, she talks about Hollywood. I'm like, she's got the stars in her eyes, but it turned out it was cataracts.
Oh.
Got them removed.
Oh, that's just sad.
The saddest part, she never went to Hollywood.
Oh, God.
She's like, I could have been somebody. No, you couldn't. You're a farmer's wife, bitch. I said.
And that's why you don't talk to her anymore. Is that right? Is that right?
We had a falling out years ago. She said I could never make it.
I mean, the falling out was because you apologized for calling her a bitch.
Yeah.
She was like, you need to be more assertive. I liked it when you called me a bitch. Don't go back on it.
I love a manly man, she said. I said, well, Oh, that's not going to happen. I'm effeminate through and through.
Through and through.
You cut me, I bleed estrogen or...
Well, let's fucking see about that, mate. I've got to start something.
Yeah, that's true.
Got my VB. Going to think about some sports tallies. I still don't know what sport I'm trying to think of.
What's your favourite sport? Or are you one of those artists who are like, sport, they're just kicking a ball around. You one of them? Art's superior than sport because I actually think. Are you one of them?
Oh, let's say yes.
That's cool.
Because sports are for dum-dums. And I'm smart, not a dum-dum.
Yeah, that's true. Gary Ablett.
I don't even know what that is. You just said a bunch of syllables right just then.
Gary Ablett.
Gary Ablett.
Let me tell you about Gary Ablett, one of the greatest players ever in the AFL. People called him God. No word of a lie. Incredible, right? Talking about senior for the listeners at home. He never won a grand final, but he was incredible. A lot of people talk about going to see Gary Ablett, even though they didn't go for the team he was playing. They would just go and see him. He has these amazing highlights. And then what happens? Has sex, has a kid. That son named him Gary. Obnoxious, I think. Gary Ablett Jr., that playing AFL, is now one of the best footballers ever. That two generations. Now I'm very excited to see Gary Ablett's kid. Can he do it? Can he go and win them another flag, or is he gonna fuck it up and become a ballet dancer, you know?
What do you mean become? He already is.
Is he?
Yep. When he's not doing the football, he does the ballet.
How do you know that if you don't watch any sport and you don't watch any plays?
Well, I don't watch plays. I watch ballet. Just people dancing. It's not fucking Death of a Salesman or something like that.
Yeah, that's true.
People dancing.
I went to Swan Lake with Mum. And the best part of ballet is when they jump really high and then they land and you don't hear them land, and I was deaf at the time, but sometimes they land and it's kind of big bang, but when they just sort of float down, it's really cool.
I really like hearing it. I gotta hear it, man. I gotta have that bang.
Dear.
Otherwise it's nothing. And really? I just fall asleep and I snooze.
Yeah.
And then the usher tells me to leave.
Yeah.
Because my snoring is too loud. Distracting the dancers.
You snore.
Well, not usually, but when I fall asleep at the ballet, I make sure that my boredom is felt.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, if you're falling asleep, no one should enjoy themselves.
Exactly. Because that's me.
Yeah.
So Donovan! You've been on the TV.
Hmm?
You've been on TV.
Yeah.
What's that like?
It's cringing. Have you ever seen yourself in maybe a video of any sort? It's sort of hard to watch. But you know, it's a good conversation starter sometimes. They're like, oh, have you seen this? And you're like, yeah, I'm on TV. I sort of get it, you know?
It's got a conversation started with police officers.
Yeah, absolutely. They're like, where are you going? I go, to the TV.
But then you still get arrested.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Not good. Yeah, you know, sometimes you're just on TV and, you know. I think it's more exciting for, like, older people. It's all the internet these days for the young kids.
So. Right, yeah.
So, you know, Mum's like, when are you on TV? And she, like, stays up to watch it. But I feel like anyone younger is like, TV's dead, man. I'm like, it's still fucking cool though, eh? And I'm like, nah. you like Frenchie, do you like? And I'm like, yeah, I like Frenchie, but fucking hell, you know? Everyone likes Frenchie. That's why he's getting like 20 mil views, cunt. Who doesn't like Frenchie?
Trying to think. Who wouldn't like Frenchie? Americans, because he surrenders all those wars all the time?
Yeah. Good point. But the Americans, you know, what do they know? Dumb big Americans.
Oh, they are. They are dumb and stupid.
Yeah. Trump. Epstein.
Oh, he offed himself, didn't he?
Man, if you believe the papers.
And I do believe the papers, because what else am I going to believe?
Is that true? Yeah, I don't reckon he did.
You reckon? Ugh, conspiracy.
Not a conspiracy. The truth.
Ah, that's right. You're all about the truth. You're cooking up a bit right now. Yeah. Bring onto the stage. Can workshop it. Let's workshop it.
Epstein. Like, fuck. You know? Did he commit suicide, or was it done by someone else? I reckon he had a nut allergy and he was sucking all those nuts in prison. There's something there.
Could you maybe focus more on the allergy?
Yeah.
Right. Maybe get rid of the nut.
Maybe
he was sucking all those.
Maybe he was eating fruit and nut chocolate. I love it when shit comes back together. You think they're like, where are they talking? And then all of a sudden you're like, this thing again, remember that? And everyone's like, that's insane. How do they do that? What's that called again? And you go, it's a callback. And I'm like, oh.
Jesus Christ, a callback.
Mm.
Waterworld was probably filled with him, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, God, it was awful. Oh, why?
That's a perfect example of a callback.
Oh, gonna drown out this out with some bass. You got some bass on you? You finished with that tea?
There's a little bit left, but it's like maybe an inch of tea, but the tea bag's in it, so it's like kind of, you know, you try and sip it, but the tea bag's just like flinging around near your lip. Not an enjoyable thing. What, cold water? Cold, the most tea-flavoured tea, you're sucking it through a tea bag. No, thank you. What, do you want some?
Oh, well, it's either that or bass. Maybe I can just swap a vice for another vice. I don't know.
That's what I do, man. Just go from one to the other.
Seems healthy.
Mm. You gotta do it, man.
So, what do you feel like you've learned on your comedy journey?
I've learned that you can never be angry at the audience. I think that is an element of, it's they're sitting down, they're waiting for comedy. If you can't win them over, then that's on you. And I've learnt friendships are quite a profound thing, and there's a lot of healing and a lot of things that you can do that. Yeah. What have you learned?
On my comedy journey?
Yeah, that one.
That journey? Well, I learned that it's always the audience's fault for whatever. They are dumb idiots.
Mm.
Like, I'm the genius that carved the art, and they are the simpletons that just don't get it.
Well, you know, just agree to disagree.
You know, that's the delusion that I live under. It's to sort of keep myself going.
You got to do it. Love a good delusion.
So what have you learnt on this journey today?
I've learnt quite a lot about you. And that's the amazing thing, Ross. You're sort of like this, who's that comedian? He has that movie, Man on the Moon. Kaufman.
Right, yeah.
People are just like, what's real with Ross and what's not? And that's just the enigma. It's special. So that's, you know, pretty incredible. So
right.
I don't know if you lassoed a doctor as a newborn.
I definitely did.
Yeah.
And while we're talking about Kaufman, I also tried and started an intergender wrestling federation.
Did you?
Yeah. Didn't go down too well.
Yeah. Not in this day.
No.
2019, you couldn't fight a woman on stage and have a whole crowd cheering.
Well, I found out that was not going to work, so I moved on to dogs.
Yep.
Turns out that's somehow worse.
Yeah. Dog fighting. It sounds fun, but it's not.
Well, everyone, all the children cry when they see the dog's face pummeled in.
Mm.
And I'm just like, yes, yes, take that, you dog. And then the little kids are crying and they're saying, oh, what happened to Spot? Oh, no.
But if you're naming your dog Spot, it deserves to get its fucking head punched in.
Fucking yeah. I'm like, yes, Spot. Spot of blood.
Exactly. I've read one book as a child about a dog and I'm going to name my dog after that same dog on that book. Get an imagination. Get a little essence of anything original, you boring loser, you know? Never name your dog Spot. That's like calling your cat Milo. We did it.
Wow, fuck. It's all coming back.
What's the most famous cat, you reckon?
Garfield.
Nailed it in one, definitely. Yeah.
Well, I was feeling a little guilty about killing that dog before, but I feel like what you just said just now.
But if you killed a dog named like Lugingago the Fourth or something, I'd be pretty upset.
I did kill a dog called Pere. It's kind of original.
That's real original. Pere.
Pere. It's like someone mispronouncing like Paris.
Yeah. Or parrot with a silent T, sort of paré. Like a French person talking about a parrot. Which, you know, I've never heard one talk about a parrot. I've never heard a French person talk about anything remotely bird-like.
Yeah, oh yeah, the French hate birds.
Mm.
They hate birds so damn much.
Oui.
You got anything to plug?
I'm sort of busting to go to the toilet, so I don't want to end it. This is not me going, hey, I need to go to the toilet, let's end this, but can we just keep going and I'll
piss your pants?
I'll just push it out real quick.
Just piss your pants.
You can pause it, but I would rather the listeners to hear you try and fill in 2 minutes by yourself. So I'll be back. And I promise you I'm not going to play a very funny prank and just leave, because that would be so funny, but I promise you.
Somehow I think you're going to play a funny prank and leave.
I'll leave my jacket in here and the tea, you know.
But you're not going to drink the tea anymore.
That's a very good point. I'll leave my jacket
here. What if you've been looking to get rid of that jacket forever?
I'll leave my wallet and, you know, if you go through it, I'll be furious. But, you know, I completely trust you.
What if you want to get rid of that wallet? Well, he just walked out. Gotta get that bass. You got any fucking bass? Fucking need it.
What about my weakness? I'm totally addicted to bass. Wow.
Freddy Dustoids Comedy!